Sports betting in person began today at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Sioux City. State regulators approved the casino's new sportsbook last month, but it didn't start taking its first bets on professional and college sports until today. Betting online or via app won't be available until mid-October. Sioux City State Representative Jacob Bossman voted to legalize sports betting. At the Hard Rock today, Bossman said sports betting was happening already without any regulation.
And if we could pull this out into the open sunlight in a reputable place like Hard Rock, where we know that if people need help, they're going to get help, where we know that the bets are going to be professionally run and placed in a safe way, and limits on the amount, and can't use credit, you know, to bet.
The Hard Rock had originally planned to join six other casinos the first day of betting last month, but some unresolved details with its third-party sports betting vendor forced Hard Rock owners to withdraw their request. Iowa is the 11th state in the nation and the first in the Midwest to allow that kind of wagering. The Iowa Department of Transportation closed a 10-mile portion of I-29 in western Iowa today due to flooding. The DOT closed I-29 at exit 66 north of Council Bluffs early this morning. It is detouring drivers on I-680 and I-80. About a mile of road is underwater, and the water is up to 2 feet deep. The DOT expects to close this section for a week based on forecasts for the Missouri River. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update later this hour. I'm Mary Hartnett.